Welcome to the St. Luke the Evangelist Parish Podcast. I'm Father David Frank, this is the year of St. Joseph, and I'm pleased to present the next in our Wednesday series of reflections on St. Joseph by the men of our St. Luke Parish family.
Hello, my name is Micah Pineda Sr., and I am a parishioner at St. Luke Parish. My amazing wife, Michelle, and I have been married for 15 years and have two wonderful children. My daughter Ashley, who is 14 years old, and my son Micah Jr. is 12. Both are altar servers. My wife is a Eucharistic minister, and I am a member of the adult choir. Also, Michelle and I are members for the 11th grade confirmation class. And if you're wondering what that is, every year we adopt the whole class of about 20 to 30 11th graders and help them continue their journey to find Jesus and help them build a relationship with him that will last their entire lives. I've been asked to share my own reflection in this year of St. Joseph. And when I think of St. Joseph, I think of a gentleman, one who above all else puts his family first. He was the provider for his family, a hard worker, a loving husband, and a caring father, but also a man with strong beliefs and a devoted member to our Lord. Since the beginning of this year, the year of St. Joseph, I've been trying to pray to St. Joseph for guidance as a father. You see, here was a man who raised the Son of God as his own with no questions asked. And there are many men today who are doing the same as St. Joseph, raising a son or daughter who is not of their blood, and they love them and raise those children as if they were their own. Now I know what you're about to say. All fathers put their families first. And so it was with St. Joseph. He was ready to get married to Mary and start a family of his own, flesh and blood. Then come to find out that she was pregnant with God's son. Joseph didn't know what to do, but he was ready to drop everything and walk away. He didn't want to disgrace Mary publicly, so he decided that he would divorce her quietly. But then an angel of mercy, or an angel of the Lord, appeared to him in a dream and told Joseph, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for she has conceived a son of the Holy Spirit, and he will save his people from their sins." I don't know about you, but that would scare me a lot. But not Saint Joseph. He accepted the challenge, and I'm sure it was challenging, just as it is for all of us fathers. Mentoring a group of 11th graders has its ups and downs. There are those who think they don't need Jesus in their lives, and then there are those who really want to know him. So how do you get them to realize they need a relationship with Jesus? By example, my wife and I explain to them what we've done in our lives and how our relationship with Jesus has changed from being single to getting married and then having children, and how every time in our lives have changed, there was Jesus with us. And boy, has he helped us make the change for the better. My prayer for everyone listening to this message is to pray to St. Joseph for guidance. Beloved St. Joseph, through your intercession, grant me a spirit of sacrifice, of humility, of self-denial, a great love for Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and a tender love for Mary, my mother. Saint Joseph, be with me living, be with me dying, and obtain for me a favorable judgment with Jesus, my merciful Savior. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us.